Hey there, Rollers. If you're a big honkin' nerd like Brandon and myself, you might enjoy our super originally named TTRPG news and discussion podcast, the Goblins and Growlers Podcast. We talk about everything from what's happening in the world of Dungeons & Dragons to indie tabletop games, old modules, and even tabletop RPG-adjacent merch like the Dark Tower board game remake. If that sounds like your bag of dice, come check us out on the Goblins & Growlers Podcast over at bit.ly/goblinsgrowlerspodcast. That's all lowercase, bit.ly/goblinsgrowlerspodcast. Come nerd out with us!
You recording?
Yeah, I'm recording.
You're recording, bro?
I'm recording, bro.
I'm recording.
Bro, you even record, bro?
I'm so recording that you might mistake me for a chicken breast that's been breaded and filled with blue cheese. That's how recording I am.
Whoa, I'm so recording.
I'm so recording, you can call me James.
You, James Corden.
I'm so recording that people have been blockaded from entering my vicinity.
I thought you were going to say entering me, so you went in an unexpected direction there.
This is Quid Pro Role, a fantasy live play adventure where a party of unlikely heroes embark on a quest to bring dragons back to their world.
Well, howdy, listener. Welcome to the Daily Crier Listening Show, where all the news and variant and beyond can make its way, well, right to you. So, the party concluded their stay in a town called Valmouth, collecting some quality grains for midnight on the way out, and determining a direct trek to the landlocked marine is their safest choice of travel. Now, it's a good thing they kept that writ from the queen, as it helped them pass a mighty large line of merchants and travelers being stopped and checked at the city gates. Though once inside, the shroud of impending war loomed heavy over the city of Marine, and the once busy streets seemed cold and unwelcoming. War is heavy. Like the hewn stone set in the grass and dirt, marking the only true consequence and guarantee of such quarrels. Take a moment for yourself today. Take a chance on something you're unsure of. And most importantly, y'all take care now.
So on the last episode, you guys had made it to the town of Marine, which is under quite the dismal pall has been cast over it. There seems to be this energy of fear, anxiety, and this feeling of being watched, which might have something to do with all of the flags with eyes on them, just as a guess. But you finally reached the castle stairs, and on top of it was standing a figure that looked familiar to you. And because I know none of you are going to remember which Alarian knight is associated with blue, I'm going to have you roll history.
Dabadee.
Can I get an advantage?
Yes.
Because I know the Alarian knights.
Yes.
Went to school with some of them, because this two just ain't going to cut it.
I got a 16.
I got a 9.
7.
I got a nat 1.
All right. So, Boat, you are the only one in this party who remembers even clapping eyes on this guy. You remember that his name is Argent, and that he is one of the Alarian knights.
Okay. As they're ascending the stairs, Solinar out loud is like, "Ah, Leandros. We met, I think, right?"
"Hey, that's not Leandros."
"No?"
"No, I would know if it were Leandros."
"Oh.
That, what's the name? Argent. That's Argent."
Oh, I'm sorry. That's on me. I'm not great at names."
He crosses his arms and kind of, like, looks you up and down. I guess I don't make the impression that I thought I did. That's
fine. I remembered you.
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Regardless, why are you here?
Gotta see the queen.
She's busy. What do you need?
We got this note.
Yeah, delightful. She's busy. What do you need?
It's really important.
Which is why you're talking to me.
We need to infiltrate the Borisian Empire.
That's thing number one. And thing number two, we wanted to update her on the status of the mission that we're on.
Oh, yeah.
He turns toward the castle and kind of jerks his head as a gesture to follow him.
Whoa, your neck.
As he enters into the castle itself, through the grand hall, he's going to take a couple of turns before he opens the door to a small room that lacks a lot of pomp or luxury to it. It seems slightly bare and a little bit Spartan in its decor.
Oh, I like this. A good Spartan room for Spartans.
But does that mean, like, instead of beds or anything like that, it's just like bales of, or not bales, but like hay just strewn on the ground?
It's not a bedroom. It looks to be some kind of, as like a medieval conference room.
Oh, so instead of like chairs at the conference table, is it just like hay spread on the floor?
No, but it is stools instead of chairs.
Okay. No back support.
Solinar just leans against a wall.
As the last of you enter, Argent is going to close the door behind him and lock it. He is going to match Solinar's energy by leaning against the wall with his arms crossed. All right, lay it on me.
Take it away, Solinar.
Well, okay. So last time you saw us, we had just gotten back from Ocean Var, and there was some complications there. There's a lot to get into, so settle in.
Argent kind of rubs his hands together and then runs his fingers through his hair. So the dragon's dead, and you've got 3 of 5.
That's pretty close to the state of things, yes. We do have the key for the Silver Temple, and the Silver Temple is somewhere in this area. We have not quite determined where it is. Where
the queen really told me that it was around here somewhere.
Where we are really in a bind, I guess is the right way to put it, is that getting the key for the Golden Temple is going to be massively complicated.
His eyebrows raise as he sort of gestures for you to go on.
We shouldn't get ahead of ourselves.
Or wait, what do you mean we shouldn't get ahead of ourselves?
Because, you know, the weight of leadership.
Oh, yes. This is very true. What Johannes is inferring here is we have to go to the Boros Empire, because that's where the Gold Temple is, and the key is either a component of, or is perhaps in its entirety, the Emperor's crown.
You have to get the crown of the big shot of the Boros Empire?
Yes, that is correct. And on top of that, the best suggestion we could get from the party who came before us about how they were planning to get the crown of the Boros Emperor was try seducing him, which I don't think goes super well for us, to be honest. The best person for that job might maybe be Alita, I don't think she's particularly interested in that task, quite frankly.
I thought you were about to say she wasn't particularly attractive, and then I was going to laugh.
No,
regardless.
No, Solinar's better at Riz than some people in the party.
Koza.
Hey. Hey.
We, look, give Solinar some time to throw this man into a bathtub and knock him unconscious and put him in a fridge and put him in a cage and leave him so that he can be found later by people who might possibly care for him.
Yeah, that is probably one of the worst ways he could end a date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but give Solinar some time.
That maybe that's what the Boris Emperor is into. That could be precisely the strategy.
Yo, royalty, they're weird, man.
Kinky AF.
Let him cook.
Regardless, I'm not entirely certain how that's going to work for you guys, but...
Well, I think we are abandoning that particular plan and trying to come up with one of our own. We are admittedly short on tools that I think would be particularly capable in that scenario, not least of which... My understanding of the Borosian Emperor is that he likes to be involved when it comes to things like war.
Yep, and that's getting closer and closer than we think.
I think all of us noticed that things are a little more military here than they were last time we passed through.
They're going to march in a month.
You know when they're marching?
Yep. At least unless they change their minds.
Did they send, like, a ransom or something? What?
No.
Spies?
He shrugs.
It's just a bizarrely called shot, is all.
I'm not compromising anyone.
Meanwhile, over in the Borosian Empire, you see somebody with a sword, they step up to a plate, and there's a pitcher who's got like a severed head or something, and the guy with the sword points out to center field. The pitcher's like, no way. He's like, 1 month. 1 month, you watch.
Also, I like how Alon pronounced that as the Borosian Empire. They've all got popped collars and frosted tips over there.
Backwards ball caps.
Borosian.
Yeah. Oh my god. The accent won't be Russian, it'll be like, sup, brah?
Yeah, exactly. Bruh. The Borosian Empire.
Yeah. Yo.
Well, welcome to the Borosian Empire. Are you all looking to, like, pop something? Or, like, what's going on?
You need a natty bow?
You guys have it. You've uncovered the mystery of the Borosian accent.
Natty bow? More like natty Borosian.
So, part of our goal here is to update you all on our status, which obviously not ideal, but we have made progress and we continue to make progress. And I personally feel confident that we can do this. But if you were to have any, even just advice on how one might part the Borosian Emperor from his crown, ideally without severing his neck in the process.
I mean, because, you would be doing us a great service if you severed his head.
I mean, look, if I'm given the opportunity to remove his ability to breathe, then yes, absolutely. Sounds great. But I don't anticipate that our group of ragamuffin kind of adventuring types is going to be viewed, one, kindly by the Borosian army, two, with trust by the Borosian army, and three, able to get within spitting distance of the Borosian Emperor with anything but our bedclothes on.
And Johannes goes,
and Johannes has range, so that's saying something.
Got serious range. I can spit this spitball over a quarter mile.
Basically, what that means is we can give you half the support we thought we could for the next month, and then that's the best we can do.
Well, if Solinar kind of stops and gets a pondering look, I'm thinking of a thing, but I don't know if Solinar's smart enough to think this thing. If anybody else wants to get a hand on this ball.
What is the thing? Maybe I'm smart enough to think it, but my character might be smart enough, but I might not be smart enough.
Travis like, maybe I'm not smart enough, but Coase is pretty smart.
Well, the Josh the Josh thought is, if the Barovian Emperor likes to be part of the action when it comes to doing things like invading other countries, then odds are good he's going to be setting foot on Alarian soil. And if that's the case, then the party could be part of one of those skirmishes and potentially be an asset on the battlefield. Ideally, bring him down. And if we can successfully bring him down, then we could use the pearl to escape that fight. But that's, one, it's a long shot. Two, it's a lot more strategic than I think most of our party is used to thinking.
I mean, can I roll history to see if Koza would know that the Barovian Emperor would go out on the battlefield?
Yeah, I'm willing to let you roll for that.
I feel like that's a reasonable thing, like, in medieval worlds to think.
I thought that was a thing that we'd been told once or twice. That's the only reason I brought it up.
Well, I'm saying...
Yeah, you have been told it. Whether or not your party remembers it is up in the air.
Yeah, and then, like, making the logical conclusion from there that, oh, if he's a pretty involved guy, he probably likes to go out on the battlefield. And I rolled a 23.
Yeah, you would absolutely know a couple of things about the Barovian Emperor. One of them is definitely that he is known for being bloodthirsty, capable on the battlefield, and willing to swing a sword.
You said the Barovians were going to invade in a number of weeks. Do you know if the Barovian Emperor is going to join the battle?
That I'm not sure. Because I wouldn't be surprised if he was, but... coming all the way to Alari is kind of a interesting choice for a head of state.
If he did, though, maybe we could make ourselves useful to the Alarian army?
How?
I mean, we're all skilled fighters. We've been through a lot on this journey, and we've learned a lot about watching each other's backs and making sure that danger falls before we do.
I graduated from paladin school and I have a paladin license.
For everything that I hear, you guys are not exactly the pinnacle of teamwork.
Well, that's this far, though.
Yeah.
I like how we all talked over ourselves at the same time. Yeah.
That was beautiful. That was so well timed. And how much of that's been luck?
Oh,
very little.
Most.
I think there's been significantly less luck than there has been us accomplishing things in less than ideal circumstances. Admittedly, frequently those circumstances are things we built ourselves, but we still got things done when other things went wrong. That's not luck.
They say that you can make your own luck. And I would say we've gotten really good at just making enough luck to accomplish what we need to accomplish.
Yeah, shockingly, that is not filling me with excitement and confidence at this prospect.
But dude, think of the skill that it took us to get to that level of luck.
Dude. Bro.
Listen. How's it going, dude?
I'm not saying install us in one of your battalions or make us some sort of leadership element. I don't know that we're cut out for that sort of role. I have a
military graduate degree in this country.
You know what would help us the most that you could do that would offer us the most military support? Dragons. Metal dragons.
Oh, we don't
that
have
fight
any.
The color dragons.
We would love to do that, and that's part of what we're trying to figure out here now, because if we try to just the five of us go take down the Barovian Emperor with however many people surround him all the time, I know that goes bad for us.
So what, your plan is to abandon your mission and just hope that it works out okay on the battlefield?
That's not at all what I said. My thought was, if we could find some way to be part of that skirmish and to turn the tide enough that we can bring down the Emperor, then we can use that to immediately go to the final temple and bring back metallic dragons.
the metallic dragons will have very little to assist if Alari is gone.
God, Alon is back here just being like, straw man argument, straw man.
Johannes went to military college. He should understand that.
Yeah, he's probably like hit a sword against some straw men before.
Yeah. he probably took a rhetoric class.
Look, the Barovian army outclasses us in a lot of different ways. One of them is that they have drakes and dragons. And really, those are the two big ones. They will rip us apart as it stands. Having metallic dragons gives us a fighting shot.
What you're saying is that at the point that Barovian soldiers have set foot on Alaria, it's already too late.
I'm not saying the second that they hit shore it's too late, but I'm saying too late is coming much faster the second they're here.
So really, we might need to figure out some way without waiting for the Emperor to set foot on a battlefield.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, we're on the clock then. Okay. You know, there was that fake dragon that we dealt with. Maybe we could get one of those and have it just sort of fly around over here dusk.
I think this is an actual battle, not a...
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, we have it fly around a little bit, raise some questions for the Barovians a little bit, and maybe that delays them a little bit longer because they think maybe there's a dragon.
Yeah, I actually legitimately believed that was a dragon until I was punching wood out of it.
Do you have any competent strategists amongst the five of you?
Hey, man, I'm not seeing any great strategy coming from you, so maybe just respect the brainstorming process.
Imagine one of the chosen heroes supposed to bring back the dragons.
Oh, me neither.
You guys really done a bang-up job so far. So.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been hard to get all these keys together, but been a lot of work. We're doing it. Yeah, I think I like Boat's idea because I legitimately thought that was a dragon. And if it even delays them just by a bit because they think, oh no, dragon, we gotta think differently about how our aerial support moves in, then, I mean, who knows? A little bit of time can be a lot of bit of time.
But would that delay them, though, or was that make them go, oh, it's another remaining metallic dragon. Let's move now and take care of it before it becomes a bigger problem.
We were kind of hoping
we were going to be able to use that one last metallic dragon.
So were we.
What were you saying, Koza?
I was saying I agree with you, Solinar.
Sounds to me like we need to just keep moving. And quickly.
Well then, let's ask the queen for a boat. And let's start making our way over to the boat.
You're going to have to find a boat on your own. We don't have any we can spare.
I don't float.
I love that this guy is like, yo, we need tons of support, like way more support than you could ever give. And you need to get it to us quick. Also, you have half of what we have, and what half is nothing. Yeah. Okay. Then we'll have to find a boat ourselves. And if we can't find a boat, we build a boat. And if we can't build a boat, we already have a boat who's right here.
Do you have... I know you've got contacts. I'm aware of having contacts. And you don't need to tell me any names or anything like that. Do you have a way of reaching a specific smuggling vessel?
Probably. His eyebrows are like up in his hairline.
Because there's one that we've traveled with before and that seems like the right fit for a job like this of getting a group of adventurers onto Barovian shores without alerting their entire navy or aerial dragon squadrons or whatever the hell else the Barovian Empire uses to keep people from just dropping anchor and shooting cannons at them.
What's the ship?
The Illustre?
Never heard of it, but I'll see what I can do.
Can I insight check that never heard of it?
Yes.
Solinar looks at the rest of the group and goes, I can't believe he's never heard of it. It's amazing, but I guess they're just that good at their jobs.
Can I insight check that? I'll see what I can do.
Mm-hmm. He's not going to look into anything.
I got a 12.
He does seem like he's intending to get this for you guys. You can tell a little bit that there's something behind his aggression.
Yeah, it is strange that he hasn't heard of the Illustrator, but I'm glad that he's going to look into it. And I think there's something behind his aggression.
So earlier...
Did you just say that out loud with him right there?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So earlier he said something about... He said I'm not going to compromise anybody, but it sounded kind of sarcastic to me. Was that actually sarcastic?
Would you like to roll a retroactive insight check? Yeah.
Hurry, boat, find something to insight check. Alina, insight check something.
A 14.
There is somebody that he's getting information from that is on that side that you think. He's actively trying to avoid saying where he is getting that info.
Mm-hmm.
But he is kind of winking and nudging that there is a spy there.
My boy, Rizian.
What?
it's probably Dwaynethy.
Whoa. Callback.
He's good for undercover missions because he always has a rock solid alibi.
Mm-hmm.
He got out of the Ocean Var games and immediately went into spycraft.
Mm-hmm. Dunno. He's like, can I take mine on the rocks?
Yeah. He's actually infiltrated the Boar Erosion Empire.
Done. Pinnacle. That's the best.
And none of these jokes are getting better than that one.
Yeah.
I'd like to insight check your appreciation of that joke.
Yeah, insight check. Roll it.
Roll it. Okay. Before Argent leaves the room, you know what our next couple of destinations are. Is there anything that's going on that we should be alert for and or that we could do that maybe would be a little bit assistive? Do you need a message run to port? Do you need anything like that? I know we don't have a lot to offer, especially when it comes to running a large and efficiently organized, just about anything. But if we can be helpful, I think we would like to be.
You know, there actually is something that you could do that would take advantage of your very unique talents.
Yes?
Make as much chaos in the Boris Empire as you can and see if you can divert any of their military away from us.
Johannes turns and he looks at Alita and he pulls out a box of matches.
I mean, I think that's kind of a given. Whether or not we plan to, I think we're going to be leaving a bit of a trail of chaos in our path.
Seems on brand.
But yeah, if that's what you want, I'm sure we can arrange a little extra.
I mean, look, if you could go ahead and behead the Emperor, that would take a lot off of me.
I imagine
the next in line for the throne's not going to be quite as, bloodthirsty.
Are you saying that would take a weight off your shoulders?
It would indeed.
He's the Emperor. Kill him now.
Kill him right now.
Do it.
Stop
telling people
now.
To kill this guy because he's the
Do
Emperor.
It.
No. No, he's quit whispering dark secrets in our ears.
Kill him.
Imagine having Gabe actually in the back of your mind, while you're just going through your life. Just being you're at the counter at the grocery store, and it's just he's the Emperor, kill him.
if we get the opportunity, sure. I don't imagine that's going to be the case. I have a very hard time imagining a situation in which we are armed and in front of the Emperor But yeah, if it's possible, you got it.
Consider it done.
Well, I won't go that far.
But creating chaos? We're practically masters at that.
Are there
Consider it done.
Are there any organized athletic events scheduled to happen in the Boris Empire soon?
Number one, I do not know. Number two, I do not care. Number three, do you really have the time?
Well, you see, that's how we would sow chaos. That's what we did at the Ocean Var games.
Yeah, it always starts there.
I'll take that as a no.
Number four, let's get out that door. Time to get on over to the Borosian Empire.
Yeehaw.
There is actually a thing that maybe you have the resources to help us with, because we've been struggling with it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're being hunted.
Oh yeah.
By a variety of bounty hunters. And they seem to have a pretty good idea of where we've been and precisely where we're going. Which, the where we've been, I kind of get. The where we're going, I don't.
Yeah, it's not been good.
Who hired them?
It's unclear, but the contract, as I understand it, originates in Talair.
Wasn't it Emberlyn?
Was it Emberlyn? Wait. Did Ilfeel tell you that Emberlyn hired bounty hunters?
This is...
And we're only just now hearing that?
Did I not... Oops.
You had told the group that you had let slip who we were. You did not tell the group that it was because of the bounty hunters that had been haunting us.
That is something Ilfeel told me, right?
Yep. Yes.
Oh.
I hope that's the exact laugh that Cody just did.
Oopsie.
Well, that would absolutely make sense. I can 100% see how she would want us dead. I don't think you all have the power to remove a Talarian bounty from our heads, especially. It's apparently fairly lucrative. Like, buy a city kind of lucrative. But if you had a way of misdirecting bounty hunters?
Or Alaria could put out a higher bounty on the bounty hunters so they would fight among themselves.
I love that.
He looks at all of you and sighs. You all just tripped and fell forward, awkwardly stumbling and hitting every stair on the way down your way through this journey, haven't you?
No.
Hey man, who's got a higher bounty, you or me?
I don't know that I don't have a bounty in the Boros Empire.
That's what I'm saying. I want to know.
I don't know. I just said.
Oh.
I imagine all the Alarian knights probably do.
Well, when we get back, we'll tell you. Back.
Yeah.
Brosian knights have a bounty here.
Oh. Wait. Could you introduce us to the Brosian knights so that we can have some information before we go across the seas so that we can know what their bounties are? And also maybe what they like and dislike as far as fruits and flowers?
Oh, you could ask Lilla. She's an expert.
Okay, rolling insight on expert. Negative one.
She's an expert.
Man.
That's what he said.
I'm so excited to talk to Lilla.
I don't know what the ominous laugh before she's an expert was about, but yeah, I mean, if she's got info, then we'd love to pick her brain a little bit.
Oh yeah, it's her favorite thing to talk about. You absolutely should. There's no one better.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, great. You
convinced us already multiple times.
Is there anything else you all need?
Nah, I think we're good.
A wheel of cheese?
That I can probably get for you. I'm not sure why you need it, but I can probably get it for you.
Heck yeah.
I can't think of anything that you can provide that we would ask for. So thank you for what you can provide.
Fair enough. You're welcome to rest here in the castle if you need to. I imagine that it would be very bounty hunter free.
How late in the day is it?
It's like midday, like late afternoon, somewhere in that range. It's certainly not go to beddy by time, but it is. Oh, we probably should figure out a place to stay.
No, but after talking to Lilla, it might be beddy by time. Or close to it enough that leaving doesn't make sense.
We should talk to Lilla, and then I gotta do a bathy by time. My hair, man, we've been traveling for a long time, and I didn't stay at my parents' place long enough to be able to shower like Koza.
Yeah, I gotta wash my other singlet, too.
Ew.
Koza's looking clean over there.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
Argent is going to leave the room, closing the door behind him. Alita's going to turn to all of you and be like, so what's the plan, actually?
Well, we get the silver relic, and then we get on, hopefully, the Illustre, and we go to the Borosian Empire. Question marks. Some question marks after those question marks. And then we have the golden key, we go to the golden temple, and we get the golden relic, and then we bring back metallic dragons.
Profit.
Yes, profit. After all that, absolutely, yes, profit.
Sounds like a plan.
It sounds like two-fifths of a plan.
There's some bits in the middle there that'll be kind of fiddly that I don't think we have enough information to solve.
The fiddly bits are where we go sideways every single time.
Well, In fairness, we can set the Borosian Palace on fire and not feel bad about it.
Why is arson always the first thought?
Johannes pulls out the matches again and goes,
I'm just saying it is something we are good at. That historically we've been trying to tamp down a little bit because it's not a great strategy for making friends and influencing people. But in the case of the Borosians, we don't want to make friends or really influence people. We want to end a war before it begins, ideally.
Why wouldn't we want to make friends?
Arjun said it himself. As long as we're distracting the Borosians from invading Ilaria, then we're good. And Koz is right. If that means making friends, then we're making friends.
I don't think the Borosians, who have been trying to kill us for some time now, or tangentially trying to kill us for some time now, are likely to become our friends.
Well, I think about,
they have other friends that they like more than us.
Think about it this way. The Ilarian Knights are all the Ilarian Knights, right? And the Ilarian Knights stand for certain things and core stuff, and they all are going to be protecting Ilaria and doing good things. But if you think about them on an individual level, some of them are named June and are really cool, and you love them, and they're the greatest people ever, and you'd do anything to protect them. And some of them are named Argent, and you're like, this guy's talking down his nose at me the whole time, and not just because I'm short. Like, there's definitely more to it than that. You know what I mean? And then maybe the Borosians are the same.
I certainly can't rule that out altogether, but I don't think it should be our first plan.
Right. First plan. And Johannes takes out the matches.
Maybe.
Someone take those away from him.
I have tried many times, and he is way better at hiding things in his armor than I ever would have anticipated.
Johannes is wily.
Yeah, but I don't have a squirrel to move it around when you're not looking anymore.
Aww.
Did you say that out loud?
Yeah, I said that out loud.
That explains so much.
I know, he's really good.
All right. You guys go and either talk to Lilla or get ready to move. I need to go lie down. I need to unpack a lot of this.
That's fair. there's been a lot going on, and it's the first time we've been able to really stop in a bit.
Do you want any help with the unpacking? I've got two arms and a lot of energy.
I might take you up on that later, Johannes. There's something that I think would be helpful to talk to someone about.
Sounds good. I'll be here if you need me.
Thank you, Johannes. She's going to leave and close the door behind her, leaving the four of you alone.
I guess let's go find and talk to Lilla. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You wander through the halls of the Ilarion castle, feeling safe, if a little bit trapped and stuffy. You can feel guards staring at you from every single corner. Every nook and every cranny seems to have eyes locked on you. And the thunderclap was just so well-timed. You can hear outside the castle that thunder begins to rumble as a storm rolls in. You can sort of feel the air change as this storm approaches. You look through several rooms, but eventually find Lilla in the library.
Hello, Lilla.
She looks up, kind of startled. What? Is it? Oh. Hi. Yeah. I'm armor guy.
I'm armor guy. I'm glad we've met.
Yeah, you're a little armor guy, and you're the guy that got beaten up by Ainine. And you're the other guy that was involved in that incident. And you were with Rain at one point, and I remember literally nothing else.
Oh, I don't remember you either.
Yeah, it's fair. Anyway, what do you want?
What are your thoughts on the Borosian Knights?
Her face immediately goes stony. Why?
Because, Argent said that you knew a lot about them.
He said you're the expert, and we really want to get some more information because we plan on going over there and possibly beheading their leader.
Argent said to talk to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said that you were not only the expert, but that you'd be really enthusiastic to share what you know.
He's a bastard! It's what he is.
That's true.
Well, we also were feeling like not super much his fans.
I don't care for him.
Yeah, he's favorite. A dick.
I thought for sure that he was being earnest with us when he said all this stuff about you and the Borosian Knights.
Look, I know some stuff about the Knights of the Boros Empire? Sure. Am I excited to talk about it? No. Am I excited to talk about it to some random adventurers because Argent decided to be an asshole? No.
Oh, well, I mean, if we're bothering you, like, we dated
one of them a while ago, like years ago, so I know some stuff.
Solinar.
And if the army marches, I'm killing him first.
Solinar's like, he gets the dawn of realization look a little bit, and without, you can tell that he's not doing this consciously. He walks into the room, pulls a chair out, sits in it close to her, steeples his fingers, and goes, please go on.
Oh, Johannes pulls up a chair next to him and also goes, oh my god, I love tea.
No, he was the absolute worst, okay? He was incredibly pompous. He was incredibly... Like, if he messed up, no, there was always someone else that was the reason he messed up. If he mixed up a spell component, no, he was just trying something experimental and you couldn't figure it out. He was egotistical. He was self-centered. He probably still is these things.
Heck yeah, get him, girl.
Solinar looks around and he's like pinching both of his hands. He looks for a moment like a crab. And then he points at Koza and he's like, paper and ink. Paper, ink, please. Please.
Okay.
Please,
I'm sorry, are you guys going to try and take down the Ilarion Knights by way of things their exes say about them?
Maybe not the Alarians, but the Borosians. Oh yeah, we will.
Are you? Yeah. Makes sense.
Any data is good data, and we are not good at remembering things.
Oh, that is not a good statement.
But he is right that we're not good at remembering things. So the more outlandish and crazy things you can say, the better, because that'll stick in our heads.
I want to be very clear. That was Josh talking, not Solinar. I was not doing my Solinar voice, and I think all of you know that.
Yeah, no, but I do know that, which is why I was like, which is why I, Alon, disagree as somebody who works with data every day.
Does Koza produce?
Yeah, Koza hands you like his notepad.
Thank you very much. Thing.
Yeah.
Johannes checks the library to see if there is a teapot kettle or anything over anywhere.
Solinar flips to the very back of it so that he's not interrupting the flow of botanical drawings and things like that.
So he's actually a Larian. He studied at the Marine Academy. That's where we met. And then screwed off and decided to pledge his allegiance to the Emperor of the Boros Empire before he was the Emperor. So now he's the leader of their cruddy little mage foot soldiers.
Okay, yes.
He also snores. Oh, like a dog.
Get him like a dog.
Keep going.
Yep. Uh-huh. And
does he smell too?
Imagine this guy being like
his legs twitching. He's dreaming.
He thinks he can run. Go get him.
And his name and general age?
Tegan Crestwood. And I don't know.
That's T-E-G-A-N?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you.
And I don't know, humans all kind of age the same. Like, you sort of, maybe a little bit younger, but, like, without the elfy bits.
Solinar just, like, he gets kind of, like, a squinty face as he tries to think about what that means.
Like, older than the ponytail guy. But not as old as, like, the bald guy.
Solinar's just gonna write down 40? 40? ?
What's his special move?
He's decently okay at magic and decently okay at, like, martial stuff. He swings a stick around and kicks a bunch. I don't know, it looks stupid.
Does he have...
So his special move is the stick and kick.
Does he have any allergies? Ideally, ones that would kill him.
Okay, so he's allergic to being honest about his feelings, dealing with conflict straight on and without being passive-aggressive, admitting faults. Uh-huh. I think that one will straight kill him. And radish.
Okay. Solinar has written down all of this, writes radish in, like, all caps and underlines it 3 times. And he's like, well, if we get an opportunity to feed him crow, we will be sure to do that.
Break his stupid glasses.
Oh, where's glasses? Put that down.
The clues are all coming together.
And he's got a dumb little tattoo on his face that he thinks makes him look cool.
Oh my god, what is it?
It's just like a triangle, I guess.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool, actually.
No, don't. No, it's not. It's stupid.
I guess I don't know what the triangle is supposed to symbolize, so I can't.
It doesn't. He just thinks it makes him look cool.
Oh.
It symbolizes a triangle.
Symbolizes him being an asshole.
Okay. I don't know if this is a positive venting session where you feel like you can really get all these things out, or if this is us enraging you and the rest of your day is going to be spent being mad.
I mean, in fairness, I'm studying to better kill Barozian soldiers because they are about to invade. And he is a Barozian soldier. So if you think that this is what started me thinking about murdering him, I have wonderful news for you. That ship has sailed.
Well, no. More my point was I hope that talking about this was good feeling as opposed to bad feeling.
Look, you know how there's like a certain number of Alarian knights and we all sort of have our thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Barozian knights are exactly the same. There's just as many of them, and they each have their own little thing. The only difference is that they're a little bit more ingrained into the military than we are.
Solinar writes down Dark World Alarian Knights and underlines it once.
I mean, they have an entire corps of Wyvern Riders, so...
Johannes writes underneath it, everyone has their own thing.
They sure do, buddy. Ugh. Gods, I hope you kill him. Or I kill him. Or that just somebody smacks the stupid smug look off his stupid smug face.
We'll do our absolute best.
You know, you guys have been doing, like, a decent job at stumbling awkwardly into success.
Thank you.
Maybe you'll burn his house down or something.
Well, we can do that.
No, someone take those fetches away from Johannes!
That is one of the things Argent asked us to do, was to, while we're in the Boros Empire, stir up as much chaos as physically possible, which I think we are uniquely suited to doing, at least. So, you know, if that's helpful, like, is there anything you can think of that we could do between needing to go to the Silver Temple, which is supposed to be somewhere around here, and then go to a port and travel across the ocean to the Barozian Empire, and then do stuff there? If we can be helpful to you delivering messages or trying to warn people about what might be coming, or anything you can think of, we'd be happy to do that.
Just whatever you do to the people of the Empire, just make sure it's to combatants. Yeah? I want Tegan absolutely eviscerated. But I don't have any ill will to the people of the Boros Empire. The civilians have nothing to do with this war.
Is this not a popular war activity?
I have no idea. But even if they've been told that it's good for them, that doesn't mean that they're combatants.
Yeah, I mean, our plan that Koza and I were talking about was to befriend them.
No, don't do that to Tegan. Kill Tegan. Don't worry about that.
Oh yeah, no, he's gonna die. Don't worry.
Awesome.
Ugh. Oh my god! Mm-hmm. I already asked for a wheel of cheese that Arjun said he'd get me, but I thought of something that I'd also like to have.
Yeah?
Radishes. Bum, bum, bum!
I would like to say to the Patreon to make this show possible. And I want to give each of you all a mushroom. Captain Envy, you are the beautiful Rusula. Jedros Gaming, the horse mushroom. Domovoy, how could you be anything other than the inside out agaric? Elizabeth Lee, you're the giant puffball. Jeff Buck, Absolutely, you are the Livid Intoloma. Thank you all so much.
Alita and Johannes' relationship is just that vine where the lady goes, "What do you got there?" to a kid, and the kid goes, "A knife!" And she goes, "No!" That's just their whole relationship.